Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
Oh, we tried.
Hey, everybody. Shane here. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Swing by and visit them anytime for a glass of wine, whiskey, or local craft beers. But you can come by on Thursday, September 27th, and see Nick Gussman there. And Friday, September 28th, Bottoms Up Blues Gang. Saturday, September 29th, Beth Bombara. You can find a full music calendar on nakedvine.net. Follow along with them also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I will return to Naked Vine on Tuesday, October 9th, for my monthly singer-songwriter storytelling show. This month, we'll be bringing along Phil Russo, Matt Hitchcock, and Samantha Clemens. It's a $5 cover for that show. 7 p.m. start. So come on and join us at Naked Vine. Again, everything at nakedvine.net.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
My name's Nathan.
Ryan. Hey, we're Anima Animus, and thank you guys so much for tuning into Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast,
y'all. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today at Strange Donuts with Anima Animus. All right, I think I got it.
You did.
It was pretty close.
Yeah, you got it. A lot of people call us Anime Anus.
Animal
Anus.
Pretty common.
Animal Anus.
Anime Animus.
One time.
Some people just go Animus or Anima. They don't even bother.
Yeah, as long as you come to the show, we really don't care what you call us.
Pretty much. Just call us Five Guys.
You can call us Nintendo for Five Guys.
You guys want to properly introduce yourselves for everybody listening?
Absolutely. My name is Ryan. I do guitar and vocals.
My name is Nick, and I play the guitar.
I'm Nathan, and I'm the drummer.
And we're missing two guys?
Yeah, we're missing two of the five. I'll be them.
Hi, I'm Forrest, and I play bass. And I'm good without a metronome, so don't ask.
I think everyone can hear me.
Hi, my name's Brian. I do vocals for the band. Catch us on tour with Sleeping with Sirens and Pierce the Veil next month.
I don't know how to smile.
And that's all five of us.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad the other guys could join us tonight.
Yeah.
Via satellite.
Yes. Yeah.
this is fun, man, because I've been doing the show for a while, but it's fun to, like, continuing to discover new music in our town, and this is our first time all getting to hang out, so it's like, I love that about what, you know, that the show's continuing to introduce me to new music coming out of St. Louis, so.
Absolutely, and like, there's a lot of great local acts in St. Louis to be spoken for. We've made quite a few friends, and like, there's a whole bunch of, like, it's a family aspect, and mm-hmm. it's really nice to finally get to meet you, and listen to like the host of all the podcasts that I've listened to so far. So it's really nice.
Yeah, man. So tell me a little bit more about the group. I mean, like, how long have you guys been a band? I guess let's start at the beginning. Like.
Been 2.5 years.
I'd say it's been about, what, 2 years?
Two and a half.
It has been, yeah, it's definitely been about 2.5, because 2 years ago on my time hop, I was just friends with one of you guys.
Yeah.
So it's just been about a little over 2 years.
We started in, like, January of 2016, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2 years.
It all started in the South County Mall.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting some Sombreros or something? Or some...
I actually found Brian on blackpeoplemeet.com and put them there.
That's fucking awesome.
For real though, it all started pretty much with a Craigslist ad.
Yeah.
A Craigslist ad. I mean, my buddy, he's no longer in the band anymore. He actually introduced me to Brian and Nathan and Forrest. And we met through Craigslist. I think Nathan...
Yeah, Brian found me on Craigslist.
Brian found Nathan on Craigslist, too. And Forrest and Brian are actually roommates now, but they were best friends in high school. And I think they went to high school with you,
right? I went to school with Brian and Forrest in high school. We weren't, like, the same clique, but we... It's not like we were enemies. We were all friends. We just were... We didn't see too much of each other during high school. I think I had one class with them. It was math class with Miss Fitzgerald at Afton High School.
Shout out to Miss Fitzgerald.
Shout out to Miss Fitzgerald. Shout out to Afton.
Shout out to Quadratic Formula.
Class of 2012. But no, we've known each other since high school. And after after the band started taking direction, they had dropped Nick's friend. And then they had asked me, because I played for a band previously, and I tried out, and everything kind of just fell into place since then. And we've undergone a lineup change and a name change, and now we're Anima Animus.
Or Animal Anus.
Or Animal Anus.
Or Five Guys.
Or Five Guys Nintendo.
It's your boy.
It's your boy Nintendo.
What was the other name?
Our first name was Lions and Thieves, and we were
not very good.
Yeah, we were not good. We were experimenting. We were
your typical beginners.
Yeah,
well, not that we're any good now.
We didn't know what a metronome was.
We didn't know how to spell that.
But now we know what a metronome is.
And it's that clicky thing.
And we use the click one. Ryan likes double time.
Yeah.
He knows what time is?
I do. I learned time. Father time.
Awesome. Count the four.
So you, 2 years as this lineup, or two all together?
Maybe one strong year as Anima Animus.
Okay.
Yeah, 2.5 since the band's conception.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, I guess you guys, when do we hit the studio then? So we just released the debut EP, right?
Absolutely.
In sure July.
July 21st, Undiscovered went up on all platforms. You can check that out at Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music.
Google Play, Amazon.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything.
All platforms.
Yeah.
But I guess, so you guys had a collection of songs and you're like, hey, let's do this thing.
We did. We had written our first song we released as a single, and it was called Lust. And we just, it was a last minute move to add that to the EP just to give like another song to it. And just kind of show how far we came as a band between the single and then the end of the EP. The last song on the EP isn't Drift Away, but Drift Away was the last song that we wrote for the EP. I think the last song on the EP is Lust.
It is.
So it's a crazy dynamic to listen to Lust and then to listen to Drift Away, just to see how the instruments and like the writing has changed over that whole year span. I guess I think it did take us probably about a year to write, to get us all composed on the same page and write that one cohesive piece that we call Undiscovered. But it's just crazy to see like how far that EP took us as musicians, and I'm really stoked for what like our LP holds in the future. So be on the lookout for, hopefully, by next summer, an LP or something to look forward to, maybe a date,
right?
A single.
Very nice. But so all this was the whole EP was recorded at
Encapsulated Studios.
Matt Amelung.
Yeah, yes, with sir. Matt Amelung over in Track Encapsulated Studios. Yeah. Shouts out to Matt Amelung for sure.
He's a good friend of the show, too.
Super awesome dude.
Very humble.
Shout out to his dog for being awesome.
Yeah, and his dog. We also hope he's making a great road to recovery. He's been ill. I do know that he did have cancer, and it did return, I do believe. But I hope he's fighting well, and he's hanging in there.
Well, last Last I heard the other day that he was doing much better.
Good.
And up to recording again, so.
Yeah, I did see that on his Instagram. He's recording drums for some band.
And his GoFundMe turned out really well, too. It did? Raised thousands.
That's awesome. Yeah. He's such a fucking awesome dude. And he has the best Wi-Fi name, too. His Wi-Fi is Fart Hard.
Yes.
Or wait, no, that's the one next to him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never mind. His name, false alarm. His neighbor, his is Fart Hard.
So shout out to his neighbor.
So shout out to Fart Hard. Still on though, the Wi-Fi.
His Wi-Fi is the goat though, because I mean, someone was able to download like 30 something gigabytes of porn off of it one time.
Yeah.
If it can handle that, it can handle anything.
He's such a boss.
For real.
So you guys had a real good time recording over there?
Oh, we did.
It's lots of shenanigans, but there was also lots of grind time. I think we spent 4 days in studio, 4 or 5 days in studio. I actually had mono. Brian sucked the whole time. Forrest can't play bass.
Nick can't play the guitar.
Nick can't play. It was basically Nathan carrying us all. He could play all.
Musician.
Yeah, he plays all the instruments.
Yeah, totally. With my pinky fingers.
With the pinky fingers. Except for the dissonant notes on the guitar. He does that weird screech thing with his vocal cords. It's just out of this world.
Yeah. I do a lot of impersonations so I can pull it off.
Don't let him mislead you, though. We didn't actually write any of that. Matt did.
Yeah, Matt wrote,
Matt wrote the entire thing. So, another shout out to Matt for being a baller.
For letting us take his intellectual property.
Yeah. Damn straight.
Wrote the whole record, man. Yeah. Let's share some of this. You guys want to share Drift?
Yeah.
Start with that.
Yeah, Drift Away.
Drift Away. Anything we want to add around Drift Away?
It was just the last one that we had written for the EP, so it's our most recent recorded song. So it's basically all of us being stuck together like glue. Like, we definitely found our formula. And so this is something definitely, to look forward to.
Definitely something that we've put more work into
than the other songs, for sure. It's more emotional. Yeah.
Very, very emotional.
Indeed. We'll be right back.
you guys were telling me that you are all a lot after we, have, you know, we did the release party in July, and that was over at FUBAR, right?
Yes, sir.
You guys had a good time with that?
Yeah, we did. And it was super kick-ass. Big shouts out to Sam Beck. He had recorded a music video for us that day, which is coming out soon. I'm not going to say, but you guys will... It'll be...
You'll know.
You'll know. He's right. You'll know. It'll hey, be Ryan. On there.
Hey, Ryan. I think we already dropped that.
Oh, that's right. This is
ahead of time. We have.
Okay, yeah. So if you're listening to this... If you're listening to this message,
go check out a music video.
Go check out the music video.
For 6 years.
Or I'm going to be under your bed.
For 6 years. Or Nathan's going to crawl out from under your bed with the Ooga Booga shit.
Ooga Booga shit.
But check us out. Most definitely shouts out to Sam Beck for his awesome cinematography for that. He's a baller.
Oh, yeah.
And also the other bands that played with us. We made a couple of friends. And all those guys are super dope. Those dudes in Unimagined, who just dropped a single, Too Dead to Dance. And
check
it was fucking great. Okay. And also the boys who just dropped a music video for, I think, Accepting Me. It's a live music video. Our boys seams. In Torn at the Seams. Yeah, they were both with us. And they'll both be with us again. We're going to be playing for Unimagined November 10th with the boys in Torn at the Seams. So get at us for tickets on that, boy.
Yeah, so we got November 10th, and then also
October
21st.
Yeah, one right before that, October 21st, is the My Children, My Bride 10-year anniversary for Unbreakable. That album came out, 10 years ago, 2008. That shit's crazy. I used to listen to that on my iPod Classic.
Yeah?
On my Walkman.
On my Walkman. I had that CD from my Walkman.
Yeah.
And both those shows are also at FUBAR as well.
Yes.
And you can get at us for tickets on any of those.
Tickets are $15 for the My Children, My Bride show.
Whoop, whoop. And how much are they for the...
$10.
$10
for... 15 and 10.
I believe it's 10.
Okay. Yep, 15 for My Children, My Bride, and 10 for the Unimagined EP release. Definitely find your way to both of those. They're going to be two bangers of shows.
Yep. All right.
A distance. I can promise that we won't be further apart. Separated from the beginning, but forever in my heart. Never ending. This love is my relenting.
You mentioned the video for 6 years, filmed by Sam Beck, and live at the release party. Mm-hmm. Is that what we were
yeah.
saying?
Yep. Yeah, it was shot live at the EP release party at Foo Bar on the 21st, and we had a lot of fun doing it. That was actually our first real music video recording. So that was a real big milestone for us. We were super stoked. And we already have it. It looks really good. We're actually in the middle of countdown right now. Today's day 4. So in 3 more days.
By the time you're listening, though, it'll already be out. Yeah. Right. Mine.
So head over to the Facebook page and YouTube and stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Instagram. Amazon Music. Yeah. Instagram as well. We're actually really cool on Instagram.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I'll have to follow you guys. I like cool things.
We do have cool things on there. Cool as the other side of the pillow.
Yeah.
Cool as a penguin.
Cool as a cucumber.
Dude, cold pillows are the best.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, don't give me a fucking hot pillow.
No.
Straight up.
No.
If you hand me a hot pillow, I'll hand you a fucking knuckle sandwich.
I'm going to start, like, stuffing my pillow in the freezer before I leave for work, so that way it's, like, freezing so cold whenever I get home.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's actually the name of our new indie hipster exploration of music. We're called the Frozen Pillows. Check us at the Del Mar Hall.
Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim and the Frozen Pillows.
Scott there Pilgrim and the Frozen Pillow. That's rad.
Yeah, man. It's coming soon. The sound is definitely pretty heavy. That's one thing I quickly learned listening to it. Was that always, you guys always been into real heavy music?
Yeah, it's been a recurring motif.
Yeah.
I think we all listen to pretty heavy music, and that definitely reflects what we play. But I do feel like the direction we were going with the name Anima Animus, it's ideology proposed by Carl Jung in the 70s or something, maybe before that.
Before that.
I'm not good with time. It's all one time to me. But Carl Jung, he's the man, he proposed Anima Animus. It's the parts in your brain, the anima, referring to your masculine tendencies. No. Or sorry, the female, the feminine tendencies. Sorry, the anima plays on your feminine tendencies, and then your animus kind of is your masculine tendencies. And it's all about that balance, that 50-50. So we try to find a happy medium between the aggressive, heavy shit and the melodic, soft, sing-song-ear type stuff. But it actually, I think the harder stuff is more fun to play, and it's definitely a lot easier for us. But we're trying to work out of our comfort zone. We're actually working on a new song right now, untitled as of right now. But it's kind of getting us out of our comfort zone, and we're definitely moving around a lot in our brains while writing it. And it could honestly go either way from here. It could turn super aggressive, or it could have a softer side.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But if you want to check it out, definitely come to the My Children, My Bride show, because that'll be the first time we play it in front of people.
Yeah.
So you might catch the name of it there.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do like the contrast, you know, having the screaming, but also having the clean vocals in there. And, you know, like I was saying, it kind of, so hearing the name, it definitely makes a little more sense to me now, like hearing the explanation behind it all and stuff. Like,
yeah.
So keeping that balanced out like that.
Yeah, we were kind of just using the name as a rubric to what we wanted to achieve. We wanted to achieve a happy medium when we blended something extra heavy and something a little bit more emotional and not so heavy. Not that the heavy stuff isn't emotional, but
yeah. It's good to have that balance. It's our manifesto in a way. It's a breath of fresh air if you have a little bit of both in one tune or one band or whatever the case may be. It's something new to bring to the genre, and that's what we need more of. So
definitely. You so what besides playing in the band? I mean, what is there other stuff do you guys get to all hang out? I mean, like do other things besides just jam or?
We get together.
Yeah. Occasionally.
Occasionally, yeah. And we'll hang out, maybe drink some beers or, you know.
We recently had a get-together big shouts out to Jason Thompson from Backstage Productions. He actually helped us out with a lot of stuff, and he's like our coach. So we meet up with him pretty often as a band, and just I think the last time we met up with him, we were drinking absinthe and playing mini golf
on our knees.
On our knees.
The smallest putters possible.
On our knees. Yeah, we were baby golfing on absinthe, and that was fun. We got a lot of weird looks.
But then a lot of people started doing it too.
Yeah, so we actually started a trend, and other people started following. We're trendsetters, if you haven't noticed.
No big deal.
I've never tried. Is it really like?
It's not what they say. Like the stuff over the seas really probably will make you hallucinate. The stuff that they sell here is like Americanized and dumbed down.
Like, hey, this is real absinthe.
Wink, no, wink. But it tastes like this is the first. That was the first time I drank it. Tastes like black asshole. Licorice. Yeah, it tastes like licorice twisted around an asshole.
Yeah, it was like cough syrup and licorice, which neither of which I mind. I personally enjoyed both, but I mean, I'm fucking weird.
I don't remember the drink I had, but there's a drink with absinthe. That's Bailey's Irish Cream absinthe, and then another black licorice liqueur. And the Bailey's kind of just kills everything. The Bailey's actually works. I don't know the name of that shot, but it's gotten me into quite a pickle a few times.
I would imagine anything with Irish cream is just...
Yeah, and you throw up black when you're done, so that's cool.
Nice. Metal as fuck.
It is metal. It's like drinking Jaeger.
What's the most metal thing you guys think you've done?
That's a good one.
I was trying, because I think I might have done my most metal thing yesterday, so that's why I'm curious where you guys are at.
I'll say the most metal thing I've done, right upstairs in Strange Donuts, I was opening a can of banana pudding with a can opener, and it was rusty as fuck. And so it didn't do a very good job at cutting the can, and so I tried to pry the can open with my fingers, and it slipped, and I cut my pinky, this pinky, down to the bone, and I still can't make a full fist. If I wanted to make a fist, I have to, like,
you
press my pinky down.
Cut the tendon?
Yeah, I did cut the tendon. It doesn't bend any more than that. So that's probably the most metal thing. And I saw my bone come out. And then probably the most metal part was after that. When I went to the hospital, I was too cheap. And I didn't have insurance to pay for the antiseptic. So they stitched me up as is. And I was watching her stitch me up. And I saw my bone. And it was the most painful thing ever. But it was super rad. And it gave me an idea for a song. So that was probably the most metal thing that happened to me. I saw my bone and tendons in pieces, and I was like, shit, this is a write a banger of a song.
Yeah. Rusty as Fuck would be a good band name,
Rusty
too.
As Fuck?
Yeah.
Rusty as Fuck.
It might be a good one.
The Banana Lids.
I'm honestly still thinking. I don't think I've honestly done anything really metal.
Nick doesn't live the metal lifestyle.
Yeah, I live the, I don't know, what would you call it?
Bitch.
Yeah, the bitch lifestyle. I'm not very metal, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going through my head. Well, I'm a puss, so probably the most metal thing I did was bust my balls open on my bike once. Like.
Well. Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
No. I was gonna explain how it happened.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was riding home on my bike, and I went through some grass, and the grass was like through an uneven patch because we had a storm and molehills and all that. So the handlebars like flipped sideways, so the bike just immediately fell on its side. The handlebars, the right side was sticking straight up, landed square on my balls. Oh, on that.
Nice.
Split them open. That was not fun for a couple months.
I think Johnny Knoxville ended up doing something like that, like on one of those Jackass movies. Like he wrecked a motorcycle, but like the handlebar like hit him like right in the taint. And he had to like, I don't know, something hit along the lines, but like he, in order for the to prevent, I guess scar tissue in his urethra and stuff, he had to like stick a some rod down his pee hole like to like every day.
Like a catheter.
But he had to like do it just to prevent the. The scar tissue building up in there, and so otherwise, and I was like, man, that's intense.
That sounds like it's a slam dance song.
Yeah. My story was I ate testicles for the first time yesterday.
Bull testicles?
The hog testicles.
Hog testicles.
Yeah. I went to
that
this,
is rad.
I went to this my friend to go see my friend play, and I get there and there's a big old banner that says Testicle Festival, and I'm like,
why yeah, not?
I didn't know I was going walking into a testicle festival, but here I am.
It's like South Park.
Yeah. And, oh shit. And they Brad's like, do you want one? And I'm like, no, not really.
I want
then,
two.
Yeah. And he goes,
they come in pairs, bitch.
Oh, yeah. And he goes, I'll do one if you do one. And then I'm like, all right. So then, but I was like, well, I'm not paying for him. I don't want to like buy an order of them like and waste my money.
Because then you bought balls.
Right. So they brought me out some, and they serve them like. Almost like fried pickles, like they're slices, and then they like.
Oh, so you get ranch for your balls?
Yeah.
Tight.
Then, yeah.
I would ranch would be my choice too.
Yeah, you had ranch or buffalo, you could dip them your balls in.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, buffalo would be good too.
Yeah. So, but it was funny, they were like telling me, like, yeah, it tastes like fish. And I'm like, well, why don't we just eat fish then? Like,
yeah,
why?
Really? It's like,
but they put it in fresh fish breading and then deep frying and stuff. So, like.
Gotcha. Anything, that makes it better.
Yeah. So, like, it can't. I mean, everything tastes fine in breading and deep fried. So
yeah,
it's like
hot. But balls.
Yeah,
nothing
that was
with some bread balls.
Yeah. So that
did
was.
Did you want to fuck right after? Because like they say, if you eat the heart of a lion, you gain its courage.
Oh my god.
And if you eat the balls of a hog, you definitely have a big sexual libido after that, right? definitely walking around the Testicle Festival with the biggest boner.
I mean, sure it'd be for women though.
Yeah.
You would catch me fucking right after a meal of balls, straight up.
Who's ready to fuck?
Right.
So, I was like, man, that's pretty metal. Like, that's probably Ozzy's biting heads off of bats, and I'm eating...
Biting balls off of pigs.
Balls, yeah, so...
Dude,
yeah.
Straight up, you don't have to be... You just have to think about things in a metal fashion. Like, people don't think about this. If you've ever made fried chicken, you're super metal, because what you've done is you've basically just soaked the chicken in like its own newborn infant juices,
right,
and then fried them both together. So like you just basically killed a mom, dipped it in its child's fucking juices, and then fried it. And that's definitely pretty metal. And I love chicken, so fucking I'm pretty metal on daily, I guess.
Right.
Shout out to chicken.
Yeah.
Shout out to sure. Chicken.
Well, let's throw one more in here. This is track one, right? Ancient.
Ancient is the first track.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So this why yeah, punch you right in the face as soon as you hit play. Like you get.
It does. It my favorite part of the song is the intro actually. It just like beats into it. I'm not gonna describe it because you should listen to it. But it is definitely the fucking powerhouse.
Yeah.
It's a great opener.
It's an attention getter for sure.
Yeah, man.
It's not an extra long song. It's more of like just like an opener, like this is what we're gonna be talking about, this is what we're gonna sound like, this is our bullet points of what we're gonna hit.
It's that thing on the stage where it's like, okay, now I got your attention, let's play some music.
Yeah. Ancient is like the first slide of a PowerPoint presentation.
That's a good analogy right there. All right.
moment, you'll lose. Take time into wallow in this vow that you have promised not to encourage. You have done yourself, but at what cost?
So we got the EP out. We got our first music video out. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of things happening. Got some big shows coming up. Again, like I said, October 21st and November 10th over at Foo Bar.
Absolutely.
What's next, guys? What do we want to do?
Well, right now we're in the writing process again for something longer than an EP, probably a full-length album. And during that writing process, we're definitely going to be exploring possibly small Midwest tours, little weekend runs to start with, and maybe eventually touring maybe the East Coast, doing the East Coast in one run, and then coming back home. We have a couple of couple of coals in the fire as to people who would help us out or go with us or other particulars like that, but right now we're just going to be beefing up for the full-length record, getting our live game down a little bit more. Right now we're also upgrading our gear, so before we go out and do any weekend runs or anything like that, we're going to have some new gear to play around with, and that'll be really cool and helpful. But that's basically what to look for Animus as far as what our future holds for the immediate. Right now we're just writing and then going to be thinking about going on some weekend runs soon, and then possibly even a longer tour, maybe a week or two.
Yeah.
It depends on how everything goes. We're all on the grind now too, which is why Brian and Forrest aren't here right now. They're bartending and closing tonight, so.
Very nice. Well, yeah, I talked to Brian. I said it'd be kind of fun if he could call in, but he acted like that wouldn't be possible with work. But I thought that would have been fun if we had some special guest appearance by him.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah,
just have him and his customers just say hi.
Right. Yeah. But now I'm like I said, I really dig what you guys are doing. I'm not super into like real heavy stuff, but I appreciate the instrumentals a lot. Like for me, it's like I personally connect to a lot more to like singer songwriter stuff, so I like the lyrics when I can actually understand
pick them out.
Yeah, so right. Like not to, you know, it's just that's my personal taste.
Yeah,
but like I love the heavy music though, and so that's why when I in your stuff I do particularly gravitate to more towards the clean vocals and stuff because I can hear. But I love that contrast, like I said, like of just the real heavy with the clean vocals on top there and stuff. And
hell yes.
But I know there's a ton of people that love it though. There's definitely but there's just my personal taste. That's where I just find myself learning more of that other stuff. So
yeah, you're certainly not alone there.
Yeah,
I say, but believe us when yeah. like you say it. That is not the first time that any of us have heard that.
Right.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, that's what's fun about it, though. Like, but I feel like there's always a time and place for everything. Like, I mean, I definitely have, you know, days and moods when I'm like, man, I just want to just rock the fuck out and, like, crank something up real loud And but you know, a lot of times it's, I listen to a lot of more of like blues music, and I grew up on classic rock stuff, so maybe I grew up listening to, you know, Allman Brothers and ZZ Top and yeah, all this stuff. So yeah,
I'm familiar.
Yeah, so
I'm from St. Louis. Yeah. So I grew up on Keishi Radio.
Yeah, Keishi Classic
with my mom. Yeah, yeah. Where 5 o'clock p.m. meant shut the fuck up in the back seat because it's get the lead out o'clock. They still do Led Zeppelin at 5 o'clock on Keishi. So
daily dose.
Yeah, thank God for the daily dose of Zeppelin. I grew up on that shit, so I that's actually my forte as well. I love the classical rock sound. I grew up on all those bands. My mom and dad were super into that, and I was a Keishi kid for sure.
Yep, and K Hits.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
But yeah, get involved with these guys all over. We've got, like I said, with Facebook and Instagram. They're real cool on Instagram, they said. So
yeah, we are pretty cool.
We're pretty cool on Facebook too.
And hopefully we'll get in the van and hit the road, man. I think that'll be that's the dream, right?
That's the dream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the dream. Yeah, that's the dream, to play it in front of people that don't know it yet, make them learn it, and then come back and have them sing to us next time.
Yeah. Eat Taco Bell all over the country.
Get sponsored.
Yeah, massive shouts out, Taco Bell. Please sponsor us, because goddamn, we're hungry.
Yeah. I keep hoping that if I mention Quick Trip enough, that they're going to give me some sponsorship money. Or
they should at least hit you with some gift cards.
Or some taquitos. I mean,
yeah. You know. How do you feel about the new Philly cheesesteak taquito?
I don't know if I've had the new Philly cheesesteak.
All right, taquito. Dude, it's...
I don't know if they had it in mine.
It's not as good as the other Cheesy Pepper Jack taquito.
Yeah, that one's pretty awesome.
Yeah, straight up. That's my go-to as well. But it's pretty all right. I usually lean towards the egg rolls or the cheesy one.
Yeah?
Those ones are definitely my faves.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I'll take whatever. I'm just, you know, hoping that get some of that sweet QT money one of these days, but so we'll see.
Shouts out QT.
Yeah, right. But thank you guys so much for doing this. Thanks to Strange Donuts for letting us hang out today, and
Basement Squad.
Yeah,
we're honored that you had us today.
Yeah, thank you guys
for having us, man.
Yeah, it's been a whole lot of fun getting to meet you guys and getting to know a little bit more about everything going on. So hopefully we'll do this again soon.
Super stoked. Yeah. And we'll do like a more official setting.
Yeah, where everyone's here, Brian and Forrest.
Brian and fucking Forrest.
I can play the bass, I'm cool.
I can play the bass.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.